an icy wind blew in violent gusts, but we marched without faltering. The SS made us increase our pace.
Faster, you swine, you filthy sons of bitches!
Why not? The movement warmed us up a little. The blood flowed more easily in our veins. One felt oneself reviving.
Faster, you filthy sons of bitches!
We were no longer marching. We were running like automatons. The SS were running too, their weapons in their hands. We looked as though we were fleeing before them. Pitch darkness. Every now and then an explosion in the night. They had orders to fire on any who could not keep up. Their fingers on the triggers, they did not deprive themselves of this pleasure. If one of us stopped for a second, a sharp shot finished off another filthy son of a bitch. I was putting one foot in front of the other mechanically. I was dragging with me this skeletal body which weighed so much. If only I could have got rid of it. In spite of my efforts not to think about it, I could feel myself as two entities, my body and me. I hated it. I repeated to myself, "Don't think. Don't stop. Run." Near me, men were collapsing in the dirty snow. Shots. At my side marched a young Polish lad called Zalman. He had been working in the electrical warehouse at Buna. They had laughed at him because he was always praying.